Catholic Sovereign Order of Malta has been accompanying the sick and disabled to Lourdes for decades. The order traces its history back more than 960 years to the Crusades, when it was first formed as an order of knights and hospitallers to protect and care for pilgrims to the Holy Land. I spoke to Benedetta Barberini Colonna di Sciara, vice president of the Order's Lourdes Pilgrimages from Italy. She told me over the last 50 years, the Order of Malta has gradually internationalized its pilgrimages to Lourdes so that chapters in each country come together at the same time.
Now we are all together at the beginning of May. Normally it's the first Sunday of May. We are all there, all the world.
How many people are involved in these huge pilgrimages then?
Yes, this year we were really very much. I think we were about 6,000 or something like that. Yes, before we were 4,500, but this year is also the 150 years after the first apparition, so the jubilee and everything, so we were more. I don't know if we would be always like that, because Lourdes is all Order of Malta in that period, you see.
I understand also that it made quite an impression on people when the first Eastern Europeans started appearing, making pilgrimages to Lourdes after the fall of the Berlin Wall in the 1990s. Were you there? Did you experience any of that, this novelty?
Well, this year, for me, it was the 31st.
So I mean, 31 years.
31 years that I'm making pilgrimages. And I'm in the organization now about 25, 26 years. So I've met them, of course. The Polish start the first, and then all the others now, they're coming, yes. Lots of them, Hungary and everywhere, Czechoslovakian, everywhere.
But you must, after 31 years, you must have some very special stories that made an impression on you about some of the sick people that you met, or some of the young people who accompany them on their on these big train trips bus trips to Lourdes.
Yes, of course, I have many, many, many. How can I tell? Well, you can see every year something different. I mean, the young people that come now, there are many years that they come, you see them how they develop. I mean, at the beginning they are very shy with the malad and everything, and now they are very open with them, and they work very well, and they like it very well. And I think the first time you go to Lourdes, and you like to go to come every year more, you see. And of course, malad, we have so many stories. It's very long to
tell me one or two that really made an impression on you.
The happiness of these people, because they are so happy to be there. And also for them it's so important to see how the others suffers, because everybody has a different kind of sufferance, of course. No, we bring people that they come from oncologic hospitals, so they probably know that they don't have a lot to live, and they see people that are instead with handicaps. No, you know, they are born with handicaps and they live like that. I mean, they are very sane in a certain way, but they don't walk and they don't talk, or they have problems. So these people, that they say, well, I don't know if it's worse to be like that and know that you will live like that all your life, or like myself, they say, and we know that we don't have very much to live. You know, something that makes you, you know,
you really think about you.
Think about, because our world is completely different. I mean, we live, we have so many nice things, and we don't think how they can imagine to live with people that have problems, very hard problems, different problems. This year we had many children also from the oncologic hospital, and you can see how the mothers, I mean, the mothers, it's very strong, I mean, for the mother to know that this child, I don't know if he's going to live or not. And he's making cameo without hair and everything, you know. it's very strong to see how they live, this young ladies. I mean, and to talk with them, it's very important also, because they need to talk, because their sufferance is inside. I mean, they have to take it out.
Everyone goes to Lourdes looking for hope, reasons to hope and reasons to live. What do you think they come away with?
You mean hope? What kind of hope? I mean,
hope that maybe not for a cure, but many, of course, go hoping for a miracle,
yes,
a cure. But many just go looking for interior spiritual renewal and just hope that perhaps that our world isn't so bad as we make it out to be.
Yes. I mean, they all come to Lourdes for hope. Either if they're sick, maybe they also hope to be better or what. But when they go away, they're always happy. I mean, regenerated with faith, and also to see all these people. I mean, there are so many people in Lourdes. So when you see we have a processione of flambeau in the night, and it's
a candlelit procession.
Yes, candle and there are so many people, and if you see how many people has the faith, and the faith is so strong, I mean, it gives you a lot. And of course, to them, it gives it. The people that comes for the first time, they are really astonished at all this faith.
How does someone who would like to participate on one of your pilgrimages, how can they get information, or do you have a selection process? Yours must be a program that is quite in demand.
Yes, in Italy now we are, the Italians, we are 1,500, so we are many. And of course we cannot be so many, because there are not enough hotels and places to get, and also places in for the sick people in the hospital. So we have to
contain the number.
So normally we used to invite people that came the year before. So we send invitations. And if these people answer that they don't come, then you have place for a new one. So of course you go to our offices in the Order of Malta. All around Italy we have places where we have offices. They go there, and they say that they want to come. They will be on a waiting list, and of course if there is a place, then they can come.
And I understand there's also some financial assistance for people who can't afford on their own to make this pilgrimage.
Yes, of course. All the malad, we paid for them. The Order of Malta pays for them. They come free. And all the people that comes to help, they pay the tickets of the airplane or the train. It depends how they come.
You've been going for more than 30 years. Have you ever felt like you're tired or you've had enough?
No. No, absolutely not. No. It's something I like very much. And now that I'm a vice president, I have to go there twice to Lourdes. I have to go in December to ask the organization the things we need. In February again, I have to go there, and the organization of Lourdes tells us if what we asked before, it's all right. I mean, the mass at that time in the church and everything, we have confirmed what we want, and then in May we go.
How has this Lourdes experience made an impact on your own life?
How? Well, it changes completely my life. I mean, I started, I was very young, and at the beginning I said, when I go, I want to see Lourdes, and I want to work with the malads and everything, and then I liked it very much. Then I entered in the order after 3 years ago, I was going to Lourdes, and I entered in the order, and then from that on, it was like this every year.
Benedetta Barberini Colonna di Sciara is vice president of the Italian chapter of Pilgrimages to Lourdes.